It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Less than 10 minutes away from the opening tip as it's all sub-state basketball this week across the MSC Sports Radio Network, and we are just getting started on the boys' side in Class 1A Division Number 1, where the Troy Trojans are on the road tonight in a semifinal contest of this Centralia sub-state at the number 6 ranked team in the state, the Bearcats of Burlingame. Welcome to the broadcast tonight here on KNZA 103.9. Captain Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, alongside Jake Spaulding to my right. I'm Brandon Tamman with our pregame coverage here on KNZA. Well, for the Troy Trojans, getting it done last week in the first round in dominant fashion, defeating Rock Hills 67-35. And Jake Spaulding, as we get set to preview this game tonight, we'll start with this Troy Trojans team. Right now, a record of 14-6. They were the fourth best team in the NEKL, jumping over from the TBL. They went 10-4 in league play. They have won 3 consecutive games, 4 out of their last 5. And 7 of their last 9, team that's hot at the right time and on the road facing a very challenging opponent in the Burlingame Bearcats.
Well, Burlingame is a team that they're excited that they're hosting this round. This is a Troy team, though, that is very familiar with these teams that come out here from the southern portion of the state. And this is a team from Troy, C-Pad, that comes in, as you mentioned, on a hot streak. But they're playing really well as a unit right now. And that's what you got to see once you get to March in the basketball season, is utilizing yourselves as an entire squad. And this is a Troy team that does a great job of that. It's a very varsity experience-led team. And they've got the pieces that can make a run to a state tournament. However, a big-time matchup tonight against Burlingame, a team that they themselves beat at. They've been knocked out by Northeast Kansas League schools every season for the last 7 years, 5 of them from the Twin Valley League specifically. I know Troy's in the NEKL. They're still a TBL team to me.
Well, it's a team playing hot at the right time. Over their last 5, Troy's averaging 65 points per game. Their season average is a touch under 59, so they're scoring more points. They're allowing only 46 points per game during this 5-game stretch. They're also shooting 10% better at the free throw line. They're averaging over a point per possession, and they are positive in the turnover margin. Again, this is just it over the last 5 games. Again, winning 4 of their last 5, really doing it on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, again, this is a team that when they get out in transition, they want to speed their opponents up. They want to find a way to get up and down the floor in a hurry, and that's going to be led by Logan Blevins and Gannon Bowe. The guard's really heavy for this Trojan team. Caston Jasper, we're going to say Caden Rosenberger's name as well a lot tonight. And then when they settle in the half court, 2 guys that are going to have to take over in this game, Jack Hartman and Henry Geiger, they've got a tall task tonight against this Bearcat team. How are they going to defend against 6'6" A.J. Marriott down low? We'll have to find out here tonight. But I got all the faith in the world of Coach Wes Stein as well as Coach Rod Vell from Troy to get these boys ready to rock and roll tonight.
This is a team in Troy that wants to get up and down tonight. This Burlingame team, they want to slow the pace. So certainly 2 different styles we're going to see. Our pregame's going to continue after a quick timeout. We'll talk about the Bearcats and led by 7th-year head coach Eric West. We'll do that as our pregame coverage continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome you back to our broadcast here tonight on KNZA alongside Jake Spaulding. I'm Brandon Salmon, Kirk Kilman in studio. Getting closer and closer to this Class 1A Division 1 Substate Boys semifinal game with the Troy Trojans on the road at Burlingame tonight, taking on the number 6 ranked team in the state in the Bearcats. Well, we started off giving a little preview about the Trojans, where they are at. Well, this Burlingame team, kind of in a different scenario. Troy's coming in hot, winning 3 of 4. Three straight, four of their last five, and 7 of 9. This is a Bearcats team that won 9 of their first 10 games this season, and in that stretch had an 8-game winning streak. But, Jake, again, you look at them over their last 9, just 5 and 4. Don't want to say they're limping in. They have played some really good competition over the last few weeks. But, again, two teams kind of in opposite directions right now.
Again, we talk a lot, whether it's on our Friday night shows or during our broadcast throughout the season, NEK Sports is usually just head and shoulders above once you get south of I-70 teams when we're looking at these lower classifications in 1A all the way through even 3A. The difference here between Burlingame and that typical conversation that we have is the fact is they do play some pretty good competition. We're talking about Bishop Seabury, Olpe, NEK Homeschool, who has been a force in our Northeast Kansas League schools in midseason tournaments. And so their schedule has prepared them for this, and the fact that they are a ranked team with a schedule like that, yes, they are kind of limping in at this point in time, but a lot of that has to do with what they've got down low. A guy that averages 20 points a game, and I know you're going to allude to him here in a minute, B-Tad, but this is a team that is very dynamic down low. Where they will struggle is on the guard at the guard positions around the perimeter. That's where Troy can exploit this team and find the gaps.
Yeah, Drake Skirvin, the 6'6 junior, he's one of the elite players in this classification, averaging 20 points and 13 rebounds a game. He is going to be a matchup problem for the Trojans' defense, but head coach Jonathan Rodbell told me last night they certainly have a plan in place to counteract what is, again, averaging 20 points and 13 rebounds a contest. They're a good outside shooting team. They got a veteran coach in Eric West, who is now in his 7th year leading the boys, but has 20 years here at this high school. He was an assistant for 4 years prior to that. Was also the head coach of the girls' team for 7 years prior to that. So a guy that's been with this program for a very long time, and he's got a team right now that has a record of 14-5, finished second place in the Lyon County League, and we're moments away from the opening tip. It's the Trojans and the Bearcats. Starting lineups in that tip-off is coming your way next.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our sub-state basketball broadcast schedule is underway here tonight on KNCA. Boys Class 1A Division Number 1. A semifinal contest here at Burlingame High School tonight. The Bearcats, number 6 ranked team in the state, hosting the Trojans out of Troy. We'll get you the stunning lineups here for tonight's game. We'll start with the road team per usual, and that is Troy. Under head coach Jonathan Rodbell, Logan Blevin, the 5'11 senior, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also on the perimeter, Gannon Poe, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. He is a 6'1 senior. Captain Jasper earning his way into the starting five, a 5'10 sophomore. Sharpshooter from the outside, averaging about 7 points per game. And the two Troy forwards, Henry Geiger, the 6'3 junior, leading scorer and rebounder at over 15 and 7. And then Jack Hartman as well, 6'4 senior, averaging nearly 8 points and 7 rebounds a game. So again, for Jonathan Rodbell and the Troy Trojans, a record of 14 and 6. It is Blevin, Beau, Geiger, Hartman, and Jasper. Under seventh-year head coach Eric West, the Burlingame Bearcats, number 6 ranked team in the state. They're going to start like this. On the perimeter, Dane Winters, the 5'11 senior, has 12 points and 4 assists per game. Also on the perimeter, the main point guard, it's J.D. Tyson, a 5'9 senior, at over 7 points and 3 assists per game. Brock Moon also in the starting five, a 5'10 junior at 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. Another guard is Timmy Roberts. He is a 5'9 senior, very good outside shooter at 9 points a game as well. And, of course, we mentioned it in the pregame, the matchup problem tonight, Drake Skirvin. He is a 6'6 junior forward, averaging 20 points and 13 rebounds per game. So, again, for the Bearcats, with a record of 14-5, they finished second place in the Lyon County League. It'll be Skirvin, Winters, Tyson, Moon, and Roberts. Again, Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Salmon with you here on KNCA. All right, Jake, we're about to hit this one up. Keys to tonight's game.
Well, there's a couple things that I think will come up in this ball game, but one of them I want to make sure people at home know. We got a shot clock here tonight.
We do.
And that is a big difference from what Troy is typically used to. Only one school in the NEKL has a shot clock, and that is Valley Falls. And that is a location that – so Troy's not as familiar with it as Burlingame is. Does that have a factor, and does it play or have an effect? I think it does, because you obviously are going to have that subconsciously. But I think, again, how are they going to slow down Winters? Skirvin. I'm excited to see what Coach Rodbell got queued up for the big guy for the Bearcats. And, again, guard play favors Troy. Let's see if they can do a good job here tonight and move on.
Trip to the sub-state championship game for Saturday night on the line. And here we go from Burlingame High School. The Trojans from left to right, their first opening possession. And it's Logan Blevins with the basketball. Trojans averaging 58.5 points per game. They shovel it down low. Gannon Bow up for 2 points just like that. The assist by Jack Hartman. And a good start for Troy with a 2-0 lead at 20 seconds into the game.
With man-to-man defense there by the Bearcats. Great job. Nice post entry and a good cut from Bow.
Right now, Troy going out man-to-man, pounding on the perimeter. Right now, the touch, Dane Winters. Very good point guard. And here's Skirvin's first touch. Gets it back out to a diving Moon, who gets it up and in, but it's going to be a travel call to a turnover by the Bearcats.
Yep, that was a great call there by the near side official. Ahead of steam that time by Brock Moon from the high post position. Took a little shuffle set before he put the shot up.
So Troy out to a 2-0 lead. I will note that we do have a shot clock here, yet it is not turned on.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like they're utilizing it here tonight in the sub-state semifinal.
Yeah, good point.
And we get a whistle on our first foul of the game. It's 7-12 to go in the first. And that's against Burlingame's Dane Winters. One of their best players picking up an early foul not quite a minute into the game. Here's Gannon Bow on the entry pass. We set it up 5-on-5. Jasper again has the top of the key. Right side pass to Bow in the corner. Baseline drive to the rack. Skirvin rejects him at the rim. That's all 6-6. Drake Skirvin. He wants to go coast to coast. Might have drugged the pivot foot. Missed the shot and a rebound for Hartman.
Quickly up the floor. Here come the Trojans defense.
Trojans get it up. Down low here to Bow. Caught in the left corner. Back up top to Geiger, the leading scorer. Puts it on the dribble. Takes it to the rack. Wild shot. Skirvin defended it well. And a rebound for the Bearcats. That one brought down by Brock Moon.
Man, Skirvin didn't even get a touch on that ball that time, but his presence forced up a wild shot.
Here's Winters. Off the screen. screen, 18-footer, got it. The first bucket from Dane Winters ties the game at 2-2. We played 90 seconds.
And we're seeing that the Bearcats are okay with an up-tempo, trying to get out-transition quickly. That time it pays dividends as they get their first bucket of the game.
Here's Jasper right in front of the midcourt line, gets it off the post, gets it back up top here to Jasper. Al Hartman a touch at the right elbow, was looking for someone to go through, picked it up after a few dribbles. Now it's Jasper Hartman looking down low, driving, looking inside, and that pass sailed over the head of Geiger, and a Troy turnover.
Just their first.
2 minutes into the game, we're deadlocked at two. Here at Burlingame High School tonight, Skirvin at the elbow, kicks it up top. This is Moon with the basketball. Now left side to Winters, who has the 2 points here for the Bearcats. He'll drive in from the left wing, kicks it back up top, and it's going to go into the backcourt for a Bearcats second turnover here in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, second turnover there. That's great defense there by Gannon Bowe for Troy, as going into the near side corner was Dane Winters, cut off on the baseline, and an errant pass. And that is a big-time turnover because it goes all the way underneath Troy's basket now.
It'll be Jasper to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. 5:43 to go, first quarter. We're tied at two. They get it inside to Geiger. A lot of contact, and a blocking foul is called. The second effort rejected by Skirvin, but a foul on the floor. And that's on Winters. That's going to be his second.
Yep, that'll be his second. That's what Coach West does not want to see here early, is now he's going to go to his bench. Quick little update for you, B-Tad, about the shot clock. Since it is still in a preliminary state,
okay,
postseason there will be no shot clock.
All right. It's going to be Henry Geiger at the line to shoot two, trying to break the two all tie. First freebie up and no good. Left it short. Geiger, the leading scorer for the Trojans at over 15 points per game. He averages 7 rebounds as well. Last season, 8.5 points per game, can play inside and out. It's been solid for Coach Rodville. Trying to go 1-for-2, break the tie, and he gets it. So a 3-2 Trojans lead on the 1-for-2 trip at the line by Geiger. 5:35 and counting here in this opening quarter. Winner moves on to Centralia Saturday night in the Sub-State Championship game. There is Roberts with the basketball. Good deflection there by Geiger, but gets back into the hands of Moon. Now right side pass to J.D. Tyson. Picks it up. The lefty, a long two. It missed right off the rim, and a rebound for Henry Geiger.
Again, this guard play by Troy right now really wreaking havoc on the defensive end.
Jasper, right wing three, well off the mark, and a rebound with ease for Drake Skirvin, his second board of the game.
Yeah, he was looking for a foul there, no foul called.
And Skirvin had it knocked away. The Wolf call wasn't made, but it will be Bearcats basketball in their home white uniforms, purple numerals and lettering trimmed in black. Troy in the road blues with the white numerals and lettering.
Defensive intensity has been really good so far here by Troy.
Well, this Troy team giving up just 47 points per game. Skirvin looking for someone inside, and it's taken away. Bearcats have 3 turnovers here. A 3-2 Trojan lead as they work it into the front court. And a little confusion here in the corner as Hartman and Bowe are standing in the same spot, and it goes out of bounds for the second Troy turnover.
What you're seeing right now is man-to-man defense by Troy, and anytime that Drake Skirvin gets the basketball, there's another guard defender that is screaming down to double-team him, and that's what's causing some issues here early on.
Tyson brings it into the front court. Right side pass to a freshman, Nick Seeley, who has checked into the game. Left side, it goes to Tyson on the wing. In man-to-man defense right now for Troy. Bounce to the halfway point in the frame. They lead it 3-2, trying to dump it down inside to Skirvin. Really force that entry pass in there. A lot of Troy hands on it to knock it away.
I mean, you're seeing a lot of this, as you expect, right? When you got 6-6 down low, you're going to try and work your offense through him.
Skirvin might have got away with a couple push-offs. He didn't with the second, and an offensive foul is called. Jack Hartman stood his ground. And Skirvin picks up the offensive foul, his first, and turnover number 4 by the Bearcats.
Yep, again, it's just the defensive intensity right now. This is what Northeast Kansas basketball prepares you for, is these type of games. And if they're going to be a little bit testy, a little bit aggressive, Troy is in favor of that right now, as Dane Winters checks back in, B-Tab, with those 2 fouls.
That is something to monitor here. We're not quite to the halfway point of this first quarter. 4:20, clock moving, a 3-2 Trojans lead. As right now with the basketball, Logan Blevins just inside the midcourt stripe.
1-3-1 defense here by Burlingame now.
You'll see Skirvin in the middle of that. He'll double the post, and Troy likes to go down there. Got it to Jasper. Geiger, left corner, 3. Nothing but net. Henry Geiger from downtown. And the largest lead here for Troy early on. We're halfway in and halfway to go at 6-2. Troy lead.
Inside out. Great job that time at a wide open quarter 3.
Skirvin. They got it to him on the left side block, and that time just a little too much of a chest bump there by Jack Hartman. He'll pick up the first Troy foul.
You know, on our way down here, B-Chad, I told you I'm really liking this matchup, but it's all predicated on can Jack Hartman stay out of foul trouble. You don't want to see his first one this early in the ball game, but see if he can keep it under control.
Winters on a drive, gets it up and in through contact, counted and one. Big shot for Dane Winters. And a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play to get the Bearcats back to within one.
Foul there on Gannon Bowe, just a half step behind. And you see the great bounce there by Dane Winters. He puts the ball on the floor and quickly blows by his defender.
5'11 senior Dane Winters, second leading scorer. That one up, no good.
Lane violation on Troy.
Wow, and they're going to get Troy on a lane violation. So another opportunity for Winters to cash this three-point play.
Got that one on Jack Hartman right there as he just – he's trying to block off against Drake Skirvin, the 6'6 forward for Burlingame, and just left a little early.
So he gets another crack at it, puts this one up and in, and all five to the 5'11 senior guard, Dane Winters for the Bearcats at 6-5 Troy, 3:43 left in this first.
I'd like to see Troy really, again, work this offense against this 1-3-1 attempt. It's got to be down low.
Pass into Geiger. Jasper now Bowe drives in from the left wing. Dump down to Geiger. Good position up and in. And Henry Geiger has 6 of the 8 Trojan points. And a good bounce back possession there. Trojans by 3 at 3:23 to go in the first. Here's Roberts in the corner, spins, kicks it back up, top of the circle to Tyson. Left side to Winters, gets by two defenders, easy money at the rim with a left hand.
And that's again, he just blows right by Gannett Bowe, a little head fake one way, goes Oppo, and easy layup.
Bowe, nice ball fake, gets in the paint, Hartman, a lot of contact, offensive foul. And Hartman picks up his second, it's the Trojans' third turnover. That's a big foul here for Hartman picking up his second.
That's going to bring in Hunter Engelman for Troy here. But that's a huge foul call with 3:03 to go in the first quarter. We just talked about it. And this favors now Burlingame with Jack Hartman not able to be on the floor.
It's a much smaller lineup right now for the Trojans and head coach Jonathan Rodfell.
They switch their defense now.
Switch it up a little bit. They go inside. Skirvin guarded by Bowe. A lot of contact. He missed the shot. Tipped up in the air. Skirvin still fighting. Second chance up and in.
And that's what you got to do. If you got to box off a 6'6 guy like Skirvin, you can't out jump him. You're not going to be able to reach that ball.
Now the Trojans turn it over, trying to find Blevins in the corner and then getting back. And then Geiger lost it. And it's picked up by Skirvin. So they go turnover and turnover there. Now a blocking foul inside. It's going to go against Engelman, who just checked in. That's a big body and Skirvin coming at him. So Hunter Engelman again going to pick up the foul. Skirvin's going to shoot two.
And this is a run right now for Burlingame that has been predicated on their defense turning into offensive opportunity.
Well, Drake Skirvin again, one of the best in this classification, but he's in and out on the first free throw. He averages 20 points and 13 rebounds a game. And he's got 2 points and 3 early rebounds here. A chance here to give his team a 2-point lead at the line. Second, got the kind touch there. Bearcats now 2-for-3 at the line in the quarter. And it's now a 2-point game. Bearcats leading 10-8 as we're under 2.5 minutes to go in the first. Here's Bowe, left side, thought about it on the wing, puts it on the dribble once, skips it over here to Jasper, who finds Geiger on the block, spins, fades, left it short on a little short jump shot from the right corner, Skirvin his fourth rebound. Gets it into the corner, Winters driving, nice kick to the top, Tyson a three, too strong off the heel, Engelman going high to get that rebound for Troy. Here's Blevins in the corner, chance for the lead, barely grazed rim, it's short. And a rebound for Brock Boone. Quick possession there, gone by the wayside.
It was transition opportunity. I don't mind the shot right there by Troy, but you're seeing now Burlingame's going to slow things down, try and really work their offensive set against this now zone by Burlingame.
The Bearcats have it with a 2-point lead. We're under 2 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Sub-state semifinal, Class 1A, Division 1 on the boys' side. Here's a skip pass, Moon gathering, driving, and finishing. Nicely done, moving to his right. And that's Brock Boone who gets on the board. And the largest lead here for the Bearcats with a 1:23 to go. It's 12-8.
Right now, a lot of lazy passes.
And another turnover by Joel Skirvin. Two-hand game. Goodness gravy. 5 in the game for Skirvin and a 6-point lead for the Bearcats with 65 seconds to go. Trojans need to get a good possession off here.
Yeah, a lot of times you see these lob passes go around the perimeter, and there's no way you're able to get that because of the length of this Burlingame season.
Here's Geiger at the elbow, lost it, gets it off here to Engelman. had to kind of reset. 52 seconds and counting in the quarter. Ingeman in front of the free throw line. Skirvin made him pass it back out to Jasper. Goes right back to Ingeman. Deep three on the way. Left it short. Skirvin the rebound. Skirvin has 5 points and five rebounds here in the first quarter. And now the Bearcats can walk it across the timeline with 35 seconds to go in the frame. And a pass to the right wing and a whistle and a foul. This one on Logan Blevins, his first, team fourth. Both teams, four fouls apiece in the quarter. Now we get a whistle and a stoppage of play here.
Yeah, they're going to, a little bit slow getting up on the scoreboard there, but that is the fifth.
Okay.
Foul is what they're,
so they were one behind, so this is going to put the Bearcats at the line with Dane Winters.
Yep.
Who has a very good start to this game. He's got 7 points. He's made his lone free throw attempt so far. Bearcats team averaging 55 points per game. And Winters has been quality for this program, and his free throw is up and in, and he's got 8 points here in the first quarter. In the last few minutes have been dominated by the Bearcats after the Trojans had a good start in the first three.
Yeah, six straight empty possessions by Troy, really allowing for this Bearcat lead to continue to balloon. They've now doubled up the Trojans, he said.
16-8. Trojans have the ball, 30 seconds to go. Bearcats again, very lengthy with Skirvin in the middle of that 3-2 zone. He'll double the post when they go down to it. Here's Poe in the corner. Stetson fires a three. It's an air ball. Easy rebound for Seeley. And now the Bearcats got 15 seconds here to end the quarter on a positive note. Here's Skirvin on a drive to the rack. Left it short. Good defense by Geiger. 8 seconds here for the Trojans. Geiger across midcourt. He slipped on the floor, turned it over. 3 seconds. Skirvin gets up and lays it in at the buzzer. A disastrous finish for the Trojans here at the end of the first quarter, and they got work to do as we have played one quarter here in Burlingame tonight. Bearcats 18 and the Trojans 8. Come back with second quarter action right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Class 1A Division 1 boys substate semifinal here at Burlingame tonight. Bearcats dominate the last half of the first, leading 18-8. They come out with a deep three on their opening possession. High off the heel, picked up by Geiger on the rebound. Hartman back into the game with the two fouls, and now Jasper losing it and another Troy turnover.
Eight in the game now for Troy, and they did really good early, but now Burlingame really forcing the issue on the defensive side.
Skirvin, nice ball fake, gets to the rack, a lot of contact, good, and one.
And that's going to be three on Jack Hartman now.
That is a monstrous foul. He came back in to
They put it on Geiger.
Okay.
Thankfully.
So Geiger picked up the foul his first, and a chance at a three-point play. Skirvin, 9 points and five rebounds already. Dane Winters has added to that with nine himself. Those two have dominated this game. Skirvin couldn't get the free throw to go. It's out of bounds. It will be Troy basketball, though, as it was last touched by the freshman in Seeley down low.
And right now, the Troy faithful, after seeing the game kind of shift and the calls kind of being really aggressive and not really letting these teams play too aggressive, right there, a rebound opportunity, a couple bodies went flying. No whistle happened.
Largest lead here for the Bearcats. It's 20-8. They dominated that last half of the first quarter. Here's Hartman in the paint, hesitating, dribbling, had it knocked away, bodies on the floor, picked up. That should be a traveler. Is he going to be on the out-of-bounds line? So Troy turns it over, but then fortunate, the Bearcats give it right back. Unlucky play there for Burlingame, but they have got a lot of energy right now on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, and Troy started out with the energy, but then it just got zapped by this crowd. This is a smaller gymnasium. It gets loud in here. And when plays like that, just a deflection on the inbounds by Nick Seeley, who, again, he's a freshman, but I'd say he's probably every bit of 6'2 as a freshman out there right now, playing really good minutes for Coach West in Burlingame.
Big possession here for Troy, trying to stop a little bit of this momentum that the Bearcats have been building on since halfway through the first. Here's Hartman, right elbow, turning on Skirvin, gets it out to Geiger in the corner, ball fake, step back. Thought about it. Seeley closed out. The reset up top here as Caden Rosenberger is also into the game here for the Trojans. Here's Ingeman. Rosenberger sets and fires. Front rim on. The three is no good. And a rebound gathered by Winters. Here's Skirvin in the paint. Very tough shot. Everything falling for the Bearcats now. It was high off the window and it fell through. 11 points in the game for Skirvin. It's 22-8. And Jonathan Rombelt's seen enough. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. What do you think Coach Jonathan Rombelt's telling his crew right now? They have got to get some momentum going, get themselves back in this game. It has been dominated by the Bearcats over the last 4 or 5 minutes of gameplay.
I'll tell you right now, energy level's got to improve. Here's Troy Trojans, and if I'm Coach Rombelt, he's drawing up a play right now. But I think my conversation with the kids right now is to pick your heads up. Get yourself a little bit back in this ball game with the mental side of it, because right now, Burlingame, led by Drake Skirvin, Dane Winters, the energy level is at an all-time high here so far in this game from them. Every loose ball, they're diving after it. Troy has got to get the energy level back up like it was in the first 2 minutes of this game when they were up 8-3 in this ball game. Remind you, this has been a long extended run by this Burlingame team, and energy has a lot to do with it.
All right, so let's see what Troy dials up out of the 30. They're down 22-8. We have played 90 seconds in this second quarter. I'm not sure if that is what was dialed up, a long NBA range three, but fortunate for an offensive rebound for Rosenberger, and they get a second chance on this possession as Hartman has to get it out of some trouble. Up top to Jasper, left side, Rosenberger puts it on the dribble once, bouncing it inside. Hartman spinning, still spinning, diving in. That's going to be a travel. Oh, they found it. Dan Wine.
That a baby. And that's what I mean, again, we're on radio, so you can't see my arms, my everything, because Jack Hartman's gotten the ball four different times on that block, Brandon, and every time it's one power dribble and he's looking to pass. He needs to go through the body of Drake Skirvin right there. You got to get some fouls picked up on this guy. He had one early in this ball game, hasn't picked one up since. Because Troy's not even trying to go to the basket. I love the aggressiveness there by Hartman.
Well, big bucket for Jack Hartman. His first points tonight. Chance for another one at the line. Made it 22-10 after that make. We got 6:12 to go in the half. Just any momentum is. Jake mentioned Troy jumped out to an 8-3 lead, but it had been all Bearcats, or it has been all Bearcats since, as Hartman couldn't make the free throw, and Skirvin grabs his sixth rebound of the half. 22-10 Bearcats, you're on their home floor. Skirvin inside, missed the shot, battling, tipping, gets another chance up and in. 13 and two more offensive rebounds to Skirvin's total, and it's 24-10 Bearcats.
Yep, again, energy level right now. Nobody's boxing out Skirvin, and so Troy, they're just grasping at straws. When you got a 6'6 frame jumping up like that, you're not going to win that battle.
Right side kick. Geiger, good look in the corner. Front rim, no. Tipped in the air, still tipped in the air. Finally brought down by Brock Moon. His third rebound for the Bearcats, and another stat the Bearcats are dominating. It's the glass right now. Moon, sidestep, layup, good. 4 points for Brock Moon, and it's 26-10 Bearcats. The run continues to grow.
That was an amazing Euro step there by Moon, because Hartman, he couldn't defend him very much. There's a travel here on Jack.
Everything going south for the Trojans right now. As a couple subs are back into the game, Logan Blevins and Gannon Bowe, as Rosenberger and Ingeman will get seats, and also back into the game for the Bearcats is J.D. Tyson.
These are the next. This next 5 minutes of this ball game will honestly dictate, I think, how this game could go right now. 16-point lead for Burlingame. You got your starting five in if you're Coach Ron Veld and the Troy Trojans right now. You got to lock it in on the defensive end. It all starts with big man down low. Again, Drake Skirvin, we said his name so many times for good reason, and you got to lock him down, especially with Dane Winters struggling a little bit.
Well, they get a pick and roll. Knocked away. Good defense by Blevins. Turnover by the Bearcats. Blevins driving, kicking left. Blevins gets it back in the corner, trying to get it up to Hartman. That pass tipped away near midcourt. Lost it, taken away.
Here's
Skirvin on Hartman. Up and good.
And he hit his head.
Stoppage of play because Skirvin hit the ground hard, but he's up and walking away.
And they're going to.
Trojans have no answer for Drake Skirvin. He has got 15 points in this first half.
And right now, the officials are forcing him to come out because he hit his head hard. You can hear that up here. You hope he's okay.
He's okay, but the official going to make at least the initial decision to bring Skirvin out of the game. They'll check him up, and from what I see, he'll be back in rather quickly. Right now, it's an 18-point Bearcats lead here at home. Been dominated since about halfway through that first quarter. Trojans trying to find something here on this offensive end, but the Bearcats have been riled up on defense all night. Here's Geiger, good move, got to the rack, yep. And he missed the shot, but he'll shoot two. Second foul in the quarter on the Bearcats.
And that's what you got to see right now. Troy's outside shots are not falling. They've attempted probably 9 threes, 8 threes in this game, made one, but the aggressiveness hasn't been there going to the rack the last two times as a result of a bucket by Hartman. Now 2 free throws for Geiger.
Geiger's got 6 points, 3 rebounds here in the first half. His first free throw on this attempt is good. And right now the Trojans will take any opportunity to get points. As I was correct, Drake Skirvin right back into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Who has literally dominated this game in the first half. Got to chip away if you're Troy. Second opportunity at the line for Geiger. It's on the way. Hits the rim twice, and it found its way through.
The foot pressure being applied here now by Troy.
8 of the 12 points for Geiger. They get it to the midcourt. Skirvin darts the pass to Roberts. They were looking to get it back to Skirvin, and he's right at the rim, and that's too easy. 17 for Drake Skirvin, and it's 30-12 Bearcats.
Again, that was a really good press. He sped up Burlingame, but a great pass by Skirvin. You mentioned it, a lightning hole down the court.
Now the Trojans turn it over again. This is a problem. Skirvin hesitates, trying to go coast to coast, gets it right back, threw it up, doesn't get it. Second chance up and in. There's a lot of physicality right now. The whistle's not being blown a heck of a lot, but now a 20-point Bearcat lead. Here's a three. Blevins, front rim high. Geiger going in strong for the rebound. His second chance up and in. And the Trojans get a desperately needed bucket. And Geiger right now keeping the Trojans. He's got 10 of the 14 and a chance for one more.
I mean, if you want to see the epitome of somebody trying to take over a game for your team and get your team off the floor, it's Henry Geiger right now with his energy.
Got the offensive rebound. And he's able to cash in the free throw. He's at 4 consecutive free throws, and he's got 11 of the 15 for Troy. But the lead for the Bearcats is 32-15. We've still got 3.5 minutes to go in this second quarter. They break the press. They get it inside. No, even contest at the rim. As easy of a bucket as you can get for Brock Moon. He's got 6, and it's 34-15. And again, Hartman was defending as Skirvin goes up high to pull down another Troy turnover. He can handle the rock himself at 6'6". Barely had it knocked away. Still trying to get containment of it. Finds it right side to Tyson on the wing. Bearcats slow it down with a 34-15 lead. Here's Brock Moon working. Is that an offensive foul? It is.
Yep.
The Moon, the charge. Good defense by Troy. But that's going to be on J.D. Tyson. Beg your pardon on that one. So Tyson picks up his second. And the 8th Bearcats turnover.
Great job there again. That was Logan Blevins on the defensive side for Troy. Energy's good. It's picking up right now.
That shot rejected by Skirvin. Too easy. He is dominating this game. They try to find him on the right block. Too much strength and too easy at the rim once again. Skirvin is going ham. He has got 21 here in the first half, and it's 36-15. Hartman gets up and in on a quick 2 on the right block. And the offense picking up for Hartman a little bit. He's got 4, but Trojans have been unable to get stops here on the defensive end.
Again, and it's all Drake Skirvin. Troy has no answer for him. They're trying to go one-on-one with him, and I'd like to see a box in one. Maybe something just mixed it up on the defensive side.
Skirvin for 3. Hartman said you could try that. He left it short. Rebound for Troy and Caston Jasper.
Shot still looked good. I wouldn't let him do that too many times.
Here's Blevin, short corner. Way too much on that one, and a rebound tipped into the hands of Tyson. And the Bearcats slowing it up. They got a good game plan here tonight at home. The Bearcats leading 36-17 with 2:12 to go here in the half. Right now, Winters on the wing right. Skirvin up top. Works one dribble left. Hands it off to Tyson. Gets to the free throw line. Hesitates. Now Roberts in the corner. Thought about it. Instead, they go inside to Winters on the block. Nice back door. Easy pass. And a bucket for J.D. Tyson.
Once again, defensively, Troy just losing their guy right there. And a great back cut there by Tyson.
38-17, Bearcats quick possession. As as an offensive rebound is pulled down by Geiger. Another block shot by Skirvin. That time it's ripped away by J.D. Tyson.
Geiger.
That is at least three blocks that we know of. Again, credited, and now Skirvin again. This is rather historic, maybe, what we're going to see tonight at this pace from Blake Skirvin. 40-17 in a timeout on the floor, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 1:27 left in the half. In Troy's first 3 minutes of this game, they had an 8-3 lead early. Let's try to do the math here. That is 37-9, Jake, since that Trojan 5-point lead early.
And keep in mind, too, that 8-3, that was Drake Kerman hasn't scored yet. Ever since they got him rolling, it's been a lot you've seen from this transition opportunity. And this shot, you see Skirvin sprinting the floor, and nobody able to get back defensively for Troy right now. A lot of his buckets have been easy opportunities down low. And, again, I would like to see something just mix up on the defensive side. And not that Troy has not tried that. They've been running man. They've been running a different types of zone. Again, you just got to throw everything that you know to try and slow down Drake Skirvin right now, because you mentioned it. This kid's having what might be a historic night for him. But, again, on pace right now, what's he got, 23 in this game?
Well, right now, unofficially, well, we know 23 on the point total, but also on the rebound category, he's got 10 rebounds in this game. Here's a deep three, and desperately needed. Logan Blevins, it's the second three for Troy to fall, and it's a double up now. It's 40-20. We got 65 seconds left.
Troy backs off the press. They're settling back into man-to-man. Help from the guards down low on Skirvin as Hartman's guarding him.
Drive by Winters. Kicks it left. Moon. Now he'll get in the paint. Good left side pass. Winters set. Couldn't make a three. Skirvin another rebound and kicks it back out to Roberts. Ball fakes. Fires a three. That one's short. And a long rebound to J.D. Tyson. Skirvin in the paint. Shot. No. Gets his own miss. That one missed on a second try, and he finally tipped it out, but to the wrong team. That one picked up by Jasper. Here's a three short, fighting for the rebound. Bearcats have it. That one picked up by Dane Winters, and now 30 seconds left in the half. Bearcat puts the play for the final shot.
We're just not seeing on the offensive side for Troy anything that's really confident from these guys.
A lot of quick possessions. They're just trying to get back with deep threes, and I got to run some offense. There's a lot of time left in this game. 13 seconds left here in the half. Here's a Skirvin screen. Winters goes right, pulls up from the elbow. Beautiful. Dane Winters using that ball screen to perfection. He's got 11, and it's 42-20. Final few picks. Deep three by Blevins. Short, and it falls off no good. And that takes us to halftime. And what was absolutely dominated that second quarter by the Burlingame Bearcats, number 6 ranked team in the state, leads the Troy Trojans by a score of 42-20 here at the intermission. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, it's all Bearcats right now. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our sub-state basketball broadcast schedule starting here tonight. Boys Class 1A, Division Number 1 semifinal, the Centralia sub-state. And the Troy Trojans at the 2-seed Burlingame Bearcats tonight. Jake Spaulding alongside Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Well, the first 3 minutes of the game, Troy looking good. They had an 8-3 lead, but everything flipped in a matter of just a few minutes. And about halfway through that first quarter, the rest of the half, it was dominated by the Bearcats. Again, number six ranked in the state. Drake Skirvin unofficially with 23 points and 12 first-half rebounds. And even Dane Winters chipping in with 11 as well. Trojans simply have no answer. The only reason they are somewhat still maybe in this game is because Geiger has 11 of the Trojan 20.
Henry's playing a really good game here so far. You're not going to win in a sub-state round, honestly, when you look at scoring, you know, 20 points a quarter, 40 points on the game for pace for that. That's tough to win on a game in sub-state. So not only shots need to start falling, but it's going to start on the defensive side for Troy. Not only slowing down Drake Skirvin and Dane Winters, but it's opportunities for them to get out and transition and run. That's when they're so successful, because when you see a missed shot from Burlingame, who's the last one up the floor? That's Drake Skirvin, because he's usually down low trying to get that rebound. Troy has found way more success, not only in this game, but in this season. When they're able to get out and transition, they're just not able to do that right now. And it all starts because there's made buckets by Burlingame. So it starts on the defensive side, find ways to get out and transition, and then you got to hit some shots. I'll tell you this. I know that foul, the second foul against Jack Hartman early in that first quarter, really dictated that shift that we saw.
Right.
And so Jack's played a lot different of defense on Skirvin as a result of that. I mean, how many times did we see a run-out layup where Hartman just had to stand there?
Yeah, there was probably three or four different separate times in about a two-minute span in that second quarter where he was the last body down the floor and simply gave himself up because obviously didn't want to pick up that third foul. But again, you know, with kind of how the game is flowing, I mean, you got to throw everything you got at it because at this point, it's, again, been dominated by the Bearcats. Let's get you some numbers here in the first half. Again, Drake Skirvin, the 6'6 junior, who came in averaging 20 and 13. Well, right now, at the half here, he has got 23 points and 12 rebounds. Dane Winters averaging 12 on the year. He's got 11 in the first half. They got six from Brock Moon and a bucket as well from J.D. Tyson. Burlingame, 4 of 6 at the line. And had 8 first-half turnovers. Trojans on the other side turned it over 13 times in the first half. They were also 4 of 6 at the line. We mentioned Geiger leading the way with 11. They got 4 from Jack Hartman, 3 from Logan Blevin, and 2 from Gannon Bowe. And I mentioned it at some point in that second quarter, and the dominant factor for the Bearcats on the glass, 21-10, Bearcats in the rebound category.
Ooh, and that, again, that's not winning basketball. You cannot get out-rebounded in that kind of a disparity. You know, you and I talked about this last time we broadcast the Thunder Classic. There are certain elements of basketball that I think are just lost arts, right? That's boxing out. We talked about it in the Thunder Classic. I'm going to talk about it here briefly as well. You've got to put a body on a body, especially when you got 6'6 down low. I want to see Troy moving some guys. I'd rather you pick up a third foul or a fourth foul because you're boxing a guy out rather than you picking up a foul because you're trying to out-jump and swat the ball away from Drake Skirvin. Put a body on a body, clear some areas, clear the lane out, and you're going to find yourself in a lot better position than what we've seen so far.
Burlingame led this game 18-8 after one. They added to it in big-time fashion with a 24-12 second quarter advantage. At the half, Burlingame 42 and Troy 20. Our stats all throughout the year brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Sankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Troy has a lot of work to do. They trail by 22, a final three-minute timeout. Second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com. Brewick.net. Brewick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Brewick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Brewick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Brewick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Start of the second half here at Burlingame tonight. It's been all Bearcats leading Troy in this upstate semifinal. It's 42-20. As, again, it's been dominated by Drake Skirvin with 23 points and 12 rebounds. If your head coach, Jonathan Rodwell, Jake, I mean, to wipe the slate clean at 0-0, just try to chip away the best you can. But we just saw body language. We need that body language to pick up. This game's far from over.
Yeah.
But you've got to turn up the pace here in the second half. Slowly chip away the best you can.
Yeah, you got to do that. And I think, again, you're down 22 right now. Your mindset, you're dissecting this game, breaking it down by small increments, right? So you got to get this game to a 12 to 15 point margin heading into the fourth quarter. If you're able to do that, you've got a shot in this game.
Well, the Trojans fortunate. They go from right to left now here in the second half to get the opening possession. And zone defense there for Burlingame with Skirvin in the middle of it. Here's an elbow touch for Hartman. Dribbles away from the bucket, gets it to Geiger on a curl, stops top of the key. Skirvin closed out quickly. Here's Bowe. Baseline drive from the left corner. Shovels it into Hartman through some traffic. Missed the shot. Tipped in the air. Bowe able to get the rebound. Had it knocked away and taken away by the Bearcats.
Here we go. In transition again for Burlingame.
Here's a chance for Burlingame. Skirvin saved it from going out of bounds. And the Bearcats reset up top. Bowe got a hand on it. Knocking it away from Winters. Ball is still on the floor. Still on the floor. And we got a couple of bodies on the floor. A lot of physicality here, and the whistle's not been blown much. Here's Skirvin on a drive. Layup good.
Yep, and that's going to be something that's going to frustrate. Again, you got a lot of contact happening. No whistle. And then Troy, they put their heads down. They were wanting the whistle to be blown, and a wide-open layup there by Skirvin.
Here's Geiger, right side on the wing. Steps in and throws up a wild shot. There was some contact, no call. Tyson the rebound, and the Bearcats, leading by 24, work it into the front court. Here's Winters, driving in the paint, left-handed shot, couldn't get it to go off the window, and Geiger pulls down that miss for Troy.
Again, if you're Troy, there's a lot of time left. You got to settle into the second half. Right now, it's a lot of crazy Shot going up, but not this time.
Well, there's a shot good. Captain Jasper pulls up from 16 on the right wing and knocks down a two-point shot, makes it 44-22. We have played 90 seconds in this third quarter.
And he's a kid I really think can really take over a ball game. He needs to shoot more when he has opportunities, especially when the rest of the team is struggling like we've seen so far tonight.
Timmy Roberts with the touch up top to Skirvin, right side to Winters in the corner. Had a look, turned it down. Bearcats playing some disciplined basketball here tonight at home. Number six ranked team in the state. Here's Roberts on the wing. They dump it down. Good entry pass and just absolutely too easy once again for Drake Skirvin, who's up to 27 points in the game. And it's 46-22 as Jasper comes back and answers on a three. Well, you said Jasper could get this team back in, and he scored the last five. 46-25 at 5:45 to go in the third.
It's an aggressive shot. Great shot at that. Here comes Jack Hartman. Good energy here. We've got Titan going on. If that's on Hartman, that's number three.
I think you see a lot of frustration coming out on that particular play, and Hartman will pick up his third foul as he knocked it on the pass to midcourt. Him and Skirvin were both chasing for it, and you saw a little bit of arm extension there. But, again, it's just simple as that from the naked eye up here. It's just frustration kind of settling in for the Trojans.
Yeah, no doubt. And that was the right call right there, as you mentioned, the extension there. But the frustration starting to boil over here. There's still 5:38 to go in this third frame.
A little bit of pressure here by the Trojans as Winters gets it into the front court here. This is Tyson with it. Back up top to Winters. Gets by Blevins. Stops at the elbow. Kicks it right to Roberts in the corner. Back up top to Winters. Puts it on the dribble once. Now twice. Right side. Roberts tees up a three. It's good. Timmy Roberts, his first bucket tonight at the right corner three. And it's 49-25. Not quite 3 minutes into the third.
Largest lead of the game now for Burlingame.
Here's a three on the other end. Short. Skirvin, another rebound. And then they lost it. They get it up. Skirvin played that well. Shot up good, though, for Logan Blevins.
Good job there. Again, gets credit. Henry Geiger's the one that got that deflection, and Blevins made a count.
49-27 Bearcats. They get it into the front court. Roberts is open for a three. Gets it up top to Winters. Nice backdoor cut. Moon rejected with a foul. Logan Blevins came in from behind. He got all ball up top, but a little body contact down low. The foul on Blevins will put Brock Moon at the free throw line to shoot two.
Moon's had a great game so far in the Burlingame. Only averages four a game. Beat that, he's got six and a chance to get two free throws here.
And the largest lead tonight for the Bearcats has been 24. And that free throw up and good. And back to 23 at 50-27. 4:48 to go in this third quarter. 7 points for the 5'10 junior guard, Brock Moon. Second on the way. One's good as well.
Timeout here by Burlingame. Their first timeout of the ballgame.
The Bearcats take a 30. It's back to 24. The deficit for Troy. Again, our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We got 4:48 to go in this third quarter. And the Bearcats dominant right now at 51-27. Drake Skirvin, 27 points and 13 rebounds right now in this game. Dane Winters has 11. Geiger leading the Trojans on this end of the floor with 11 himself. But
I would expect
to throw out all the stops here, brother.
Yeah, I would expect that Jack Hartman will be coming back into this ballgame within the next minute or two of game time. He's got those three fouls, but he brings energy. You talked about, I think he got pulled out mainly because of that frustration. Get him calmed down. Bring him back into this ball game. But, again, right now for this Troy team, it all starts on the defensive side. They're starting to pick it up on the offensive side already in this third quarter. 7 points, five of them from Cass and Jasper. But this is a team that's starting to find their groove a little bit offensively, but defensively they've got to shore some things up still.
Well, Hartman on the bench out of that timeout, still with the three fouls, so a much smaller lineup here. Gannon Bowe from the right wing got to the basket, was able to get one in off the window. 4 points now in the game for Gannon Bowe at 51-29. Bearcats break the press. Up the floor, Skirvin. Right side pass it goes. This is J.D. Tyson. Picks it up in the corner. Now Winters diving in, bouncing it to Skirvin. Good defense by Rosenberger. And they're going to call a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to keep it right here with the Bearcats.
Yeah, good job there. Good hustle by Rosenberger for Troy. Looked like the guy that he was tied up with might have been staying on the. These boundary lines are not very thick. It's not a traditional baseline that's very thick, and you can see little skinny volleyball lines on this side.
So the Bearcats have it after the jump ball. Skirvin wants to set a screen. Instead, Winters pushing him down back to the post. Here's Tyson. Has it on the right wing. Gets it back from Winters. Gets in the lane. Kicks it out to Roberts, left side. He'll skip it back near side to Dane Winters for three. It was on target, but short. He gets his own rebound, gets to the rack, missed the layup, and now Skirvin gets a chance. Do they say it's over the back? Yep. They do. So Skirvin picks up the foul after Winters got to the bucket. And just a second foul on Drake Skirvin. Troy gets it back at 3:53 to go in the third, trailing 51-29.
They call Skirvin because he came down, as well, the official said, and hit the arm of the attempted rebound by Geiger.
And Hartman on the bench. Geiger, the biggest body out for the Trojans right now. He gets underneath, throws it up, counted and one. Physical finish for Henry Geiger. He's got 13.
They call that one on the floor.
Oh, they're going to say on the floor. Wow.
Prior to the shot, much to the dismay of the fans in blue.
So Timmy Roberts picks up his second. It's on the floor. Not sure if I agree with that one, but Troy has it underneath. Here's Geiger back to Blevins in the corner. Curls around the arc. Pulls up from 19 and short. And I think he gets fouled on the floor again.
Yep.
So J.D. Tyson picks up that foul.
Yep. So they're saying it was a shot. On his, when he was landing. So, yeah, J.D. Tyson in his landing area. You got to let your shooter land. That's a third on Tyson.
That puts Logan Blevins at the line. 5 points tonight. 5'11 senior. First free throw on the way, and it's short. Now, the Trojans can't afford to miss many opportunities when they get to the line. Neither team has shot a ton of free throws in this game. And it has been a physical game and not a ton of whistles overall from top to bottom. Blevins will try to get number two, and he's able to do so.
So once again, like I said, to begin the second half, you can get this lead down at 12-15 heading into the fourth quarter. You're giving yourself a chance. If you let this continue to just go back and forth, it's going to be a tough fourth quarter.
21-point lead right now for the Bearcats at home. Here's Seeley, the freshman, for three. Hit the rim twice. Backside rebound for Rosenberger. Big possession here. Here's Bo, left side, hesitates, gets in the lane, and gets one to go. Cannon Bo now got 6 points in the game, and it's down to 19, 51-32.
Great job again, avoiding contact on that.
Skirvin, too easy, gets another one up and in. You can't go for the steal on the entry pass on Skirvin. And before I can even look up, Troy turns it over.
Yep, Levin's trying to get it up the court quickly, but nobody home.
Here's Roberts in the corner, book it. Left corner three for Timmy Roberts, his second triple in the quarter, 56-32, as Jasper tries to answer, and he does from downtown. Got a little bit of momentum going on both sides, 56-35. Roberts, long skip pass, Seeley in the corner. 2.5 minutes to go in this third period. Bearcats 56, Trojans 35. Roberts wide open, wide. It was off target, but he left it short. Bo gets the rebound this time.
I'm not sure I'd leave Timmy Roberts that wide open too many times.
Here's Bo on a drive. Got the contact and the foul. They're going to get Skirvin here with his third.
That's a big call right here with 2:16 to go in this game. In the third quarter.
And Skirvin picks up the foul. He's got 29 points and 13 rebounds. Still 2:16 to go in the third. Now we get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Bearcats take it, leading by 21. 16 to go, third quarter. You're listening to Substate Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president at Mega Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, the division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Gannon Bowe at the free throw line for Troy. And his first free throw gets the kind shooter's touch. And Bo now with 7 in the game, 5 here in the third quarter. 56-36 Bearcats. Late here in the third period. Second one on the way. This one rattles in there as well. So Bo up to 8 points. And it's back to 19, 56-37. But the Bearcats break the press all the way to the rim. Untouched, Gervin for 2.
That's the issue with having Jack Hunt in back with those 3 fouls. He can't really contest that shot. Henry Geiger quickly to the scorer's table.
58-37. Here's Bo leaving his feet. Right side, Ingeman in the corner for 3. Left it short. Bo high for the offensive rebound to keep it alive. Jasper again left that one short. And blocked inside, Ingeman on the rebound. And Skirvin with another block shot. Now we get a whistle and a foul on the floor.
Yep. And if that one's on Jack, that'll be number – nope, it'll be on Gannon Bo, the second. Hartman's still trying to play hard, beat that with those 3 fouls, but I think you mentioned it at halftime. I mean, you got to kind of throw the foul situation out a little bit when you're down by 21. You got to play hard, play your best, and
try to be
happen.
Yeah, try to be physical without fouling, but Hartman's been real concerned with that foul trouble here. Speaking of Hartman, comes away with a steal, much needed. Can Troy get one back? Geiger in the lane, kicks it right. Bo in the corner, ball fakes, driving in, had it knocked away, out of bounds. Last touch by the Bearcats.
First turnover that Burlington has had in quite some time in this ballgame.
Down to a minute 35 left in this third quarter. Boys Substate action here in Class 1A Division 1 at Burlingame. Trojans have been trailing, at least since about the halfway point of the first quarter here. Hartman gets the shot up, might have been partially blocked. Geiger gets the rebound, turns and fades away, missed the shot. And Skirvin with another rebound.
Again, with 3 fouls for Skirvin, I'd go right to him, not around him.
Here's Seeley off the Skirvin pass. Missed a wide open 3. Skirvin again, another offensive rebound. And stick back. He's got 33 points and 16 rebounds, and it's 60-37. In the corner, Jasper thought about it. Now Ingeman dribble. Baseline pass, Geiger back to Jasper, throws up a shot. Little contact there, the whistle blows, and the foul's called. Now this time on the freshman, Nick Seeley. That is his first. That's going to put Captain Jasper, the sophomore, at the line, who's scored all 8 of his points here in the half. Looks like his first free throw was no good. 22-point Bearcat lead. Under a minute to go in this third quarter. And the second one is good, but we get a foul.
Oh, man. Hartman picked up his 4th foul going for a rebound.
Jasper made the free throw. It's going to count, but then on the rebound attempt, and I think just, again, the frustration for Hartman. His last 2 fouls he has picked up because of that, so now he's got to sit with 4 fouls. 57 seconds to go here in the third.
That one's unfortunate right there because it was a made basket. Hindsight is what it is. He didn't have to maybe work as hard and go through that. Oh, nearly a travel in the backcourt.
There's a steal. Layup good. Okay. Now it's Captain Jasper, who's got 11 here in the quarter. 60-41, and now a whistle and a foul on the Trojans. He's going to put the Bearcats at the line.
And that was a good, the right call right there. I know fans get really into the game, and they're wanting to make sure. No, that was all ball. He did get him on the arm. That's going to send Skirvin to the line for 2 of the 15 fouls in the quarter.
Just a casual 33 points and 16 rebounds right now for Drake Skirvin. A chance to add to it at the line here. First free throw, good rotation, knocks it in. 2 for 4 at the line in the game and has 34 points. By far and away, lead all scorers. Been impressed with how he has played tonight. He's just been dominant. The Trojans have not had much of an answer for him. His second gets the kind touch, and he knocked it through. And he's got 35 in the game.
Dude's playing confident, too. He was looking at his coach right before he shot that free throw. I mean, didn't even stare at the basket. Things are going your way.
Final 30 seconds here in the third. A little floater. Up and good. Nice touch there for Cannon Bowe, who's got 10 in the game.
Yeah, good third quarter from him.
62-43. It's a 19-point game. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Moon darts it left side. Thought about it with Tyson. Instead, they'll reset up top. 13 ticks left in the frame.
So hope for the final shot here.
J.D. Tyson with it. Left side. Dumps it back to Winters. High right. Down to 6 seconds. Wants a Skirvin screen to the left. There's the double. Looking for the inside pass. Now Moon in the corner. Open. Couldn't get it to go. And that takes it to the end of the third quarter. Well, after a third quarter of play, it is the Bearcats 62 and the Trojans 43. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sebetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sebetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sebetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sebetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Trojans have 8 minutes left here to mount a comeback. At Burlingame tonight, 62-43, they trail. Trojans here with the basketball to start the final 8 minutes. Blevins drives. Here is Geiger, left corner. Waistside dribbles the right hand with it. Out backdoor cut. Ingham in there. Layup good.
Love that offensive set there. Working around for Servin to come up. Nice back cut by Ingham.
62-45. This game's not over yet. Get it up the floor to Seeley. They break the press. He'll stop and pop and hit it from the right block. The freshman, Nick Seeley. Big bucket for the Bearcats. 64-45. They lead it. The Trojans had their best scoring quarter by far, but now they turn it over as going all the way. Winners, layup good. Dane Winners, his first point in the second half. He's got 13, and it's 66-45. Geiger driving in, kicking left to Bowe. A lot of contact inside and an offensive foul.
Yep, left his feet. Guy to kick out that pass, and you can't leave your feet from about the free throw line and land at the block if somebody's there. And great job that time by Brock Moon from Burlingame, recognizing and taking the charge.
So the second foul on Geiger goes back to the Bearcats with 7:06 to go in the game. They lead Troy 66-45. And the story tonight's been Drake Skirvin, 35 points and 16 rebounds. But Bowe able to get a steal here on the inbound. The Trojans have it a minute into the fourth. Right side pass, Blevins in the corner, closed out quickly by Seeley. Now Bowe puts it on the dribble, floater from the free throw line, gets the kind touch, and it goes through.
He's got a great second half for Troy. Again, the offense really isn't the issue right now. It's this side of the basketball.
66-47. Here's Roberts in the corner, back up top. Winters has it. Bearcats slowing down the pace here. With this big lead, there's a hard foul by Blevins going for a steal. That's going to be his third. And team foul number two in the quarter.
Yep, just a half step behind right there. Blevins, great hustle, just half step behind. Just called for that body foul.
Winters to throw it in. He's been quiet here in the second half. 11 of his 13 have been in the second half. They go inside to Skirvin, working on Hartman. Kicks it back to Seeley, up top to Winters, in between the rings out high. Winters driving in the paint, stops, kicks it right. Roberts into the corner. This is Tyson. Now Skirvin right wing. Now a lazy pass by Skirvin. Geiger trying to take it away. And he's unable to stay in bounds.
Yep.
Just lost his momentum to the right. Stepped on the out-of-bounds line.
Yeah, good hustle there by Henry Geiger. Again, you got to give credit. This Troy team is they're trying to step it up, Brandon, on this defensive side.
That's been the issue all game. They gave up 18 in the first. They gave up 24 in the second. And then 20 more in the third. Trojans actually outscored the Bearcats by three in the third, but dug themselves a big hole in that first half. There's a whistle, another foul on the perimeter, this time on Gannon Bowe. That is his third, team foul number three.
And again, the awareness is there by this Troy defense. They're seeing these floating passes going to be coming. They're just a half a step behind, and that's resulting in these fouls. Now Troy with three in this final period of play.
Well, 2 minutes in, six to go in the final quarter. 66-47, the Bearcats lead at home. There's Roberts in the corner. Zone defense right now for the Trojans. They're Skirvin, short corner left, spins baseline, got it back into the corner here, saving it from going out of bounds with Tyson. He'll hop step, left-handed shot, nearly got it to go. Skirvin right there, offensive rebound, tip back good, 37-17 for Drake Skirvin. It's 68-47.
6'6 with a 30-inch vertical at least.
Had a big-time dunk in that first half.
Got to box him out.
Here's Payne. Away, gathers it back, spins, fades away, missed everything. Geiger there for the offensive rebound and stick back for two.
Time out here by Troy. Again, it's a 19-point lead, 5. But it all starts on this defensive side right now for the Trojans.
Yeah, we'll keep it right here, although it is a full timeout. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel, some grown popcorn of Whiting. I'll give you a chance to get you caught up on what we got here for the next couple of nights here at Substate Basketball is the headline all week. We'll have a broadcast tomorrow night right here on KMCA. That'll be a 2A boys matchup with Rossville at Horton. NEKL taking on the Big East. We'll also have basketball broadcast on our sister station, Care 93.7. That's going to be the Atchison boys at home and there for a sub-state semifinal. They're going to be taking on Paola. Just got a note from that game as well. They have pushed up that Atchison boys start time to 6 o'clock. Again, anticipating a little bit of weather tomorrow. So that Atchison boys game on Care will be a 6 o'clock start time. Our game on KMCA right here with Horton and Rossville, that is scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip. And then Wednesday, we'll have it on 92.1, 103.9, and Care 93.7 as well. Of course, that first few days of the broadcast schedule available on our website, mscsports.net. All right, 5:19 to go out of the timeout. 68-49, the Burlingame lead.
Big time opportunity coming in the next 2 minutes here, I think. By the time we get to the 3:19 mark of this ballgame, we'll have a pretty good idea how this game could be down the stretch. Can Troy slow down this Burlingame offense with some good full court pressure?
Here we go out of the timeout. Pressure here by Troy. Bearcats break it with ease. Tried to dump it down to Skirvin. Gathers, layup, no. Offensive rebound, up and in.
Patting stats right there, BT.
And legitimately padding his stats. It is 70-49 as Blevins tries to answer with the right corner three. It's short. Another Skirvin rebound. And under 5 minutes to go, Bearcats leading by 21 points. Bearcats in no hustle here, although they get a short jump shot off the heel. And fighting for his own rebound was J.D. Tyson. And a swat inside by Geiger. As driving was Brock Moon. It will be Bearcats basketball.
50-50 balls in this ball game have gone to the Bearcats every single time. Troy not able to get to those balls in time, not able to get. Again, that was a great defensive possession. Falling out of bounds was Tyson. He chucked it back in and saved in it by Troy.
Well, so someone had miscommunication on defense, although an easy shot was pulled down off the miss by Hartman. He'll go coast to coast, blocked by Skirvin, rebound Roberts.
Quickly up the floor, you're going to see Burlingame back it out, Brandon, and try and burn some clock again. No shot clock, even though it's up on the board, but no shot clock tonight because it's postseason basketball.
Get past far side of the floor. Tyson under 4:20 to go in the game. Bearcats by 21. Absolutely no hurry for them here.
Skirvin and Hartman really battling down low.
Going side to Moon. Little hop step. Kicks it back out to Roberts. Back up top here. The J.D. Tyson now winners on the right wing. Clock draining here on this possession. Down to now 3:54. Yep. There's a foul on a steal. It's hit by Ingeman. It'll be his third. And final foul to give for the Trojans. Next one puts the Bearcats at the line. Bearcats have not been called for a foul here in the fourth quarter.
Burlingame, we got an official stepping in between Hartman and Turvin right now. Those two have been battling quite a bit here in this last possession.
That's really been from the start with those two. They've been, let's just say, talking a little bit.
Yes, sir.
I like that. I'm not fully against.
No.
Some physicality and a passionate game for sure, but right now the Trojans, as Geiger gets a steal, trying to go coast to coast, and he was off balance and no good. Maybe a foul could have been called. They don't get it there. Now Tyson hits it up the floor here for the Bearcats at 3.5 minutes to go. Here's a nice move to the rim by Dane Winters. He puts it up and in. The right hand off the glass at 72-49, just 3:25 left in the game.
Jasper and Bo, that checked out a little bit ago. They're coming right back to the scorer's table. We're at the 3:19 mark, 23-point advantage.
Geiger with a deep straight-on three, and he knocks it down. 16 in the game for Geiger. It's 72-52. It's just over 3 minutes to go.
Got three seniors on this Troy team, Logan Blevins, Gannett Bowe, Jack Hartman. They're going to battle through these final few minutes, B-Tad, but this game is definitely not indicative of a good season that they've had.
Now there's Skirvin again inside. Absolutely too easy for him. He has got 41 points in the game, and it's 74-52.
Big time game.
You know, goodness me, man. We're seeing something here, brother.
Exactly. And, you know, next Saturday, this early game team will be going to Centralia, and they're going to be taking on with an opportunity to go to state. This is a team that has not been to a state tournament underneath Coach Eric West. They've got an opportunity to do it, and I think a lot of it, as we see tonight, Drake Skirvin, unless you've got a 6'4", 6'5 guy that stays out of foul trouble, he's a tough guy to guard.
Well, there's Gaston Jasper, who's been really good in this second half. He knocks down a three. He's got 15 in the game, 74-55, but just 2.5 minutes left in the game. Bounce pass into the corner to Roberts. Now it's Tyson. They'll reset up top here with Winters. 19-point Trojan deficit. Moon gets by a defender, right block, layup good. You see the Trojans just trying to anticipate every pass and go for the steal. Now Jasper from 38 feet couldn't get that one to go.
He's hit him before, and we got a travel here by Burlingame. And I got them for just 9 in the game. What do you got them for? A lot more than that?
I got a few more than
okay,
that.
Okay, I just haven't been keeping tallies as well as you.
I haven't turned it over as much here in the second half. We've got a full timeout, so we'll follow through. Trojan season coming down the home stretch. They trail at Burlingame by 21. 2:07 to go in the game. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 2:07 here at Burlingame tonight. Brandon Tam and Jake Spaulding and Captain Kirk Hillman, our studio producer, as, again, the Troy boys basketball team, their season on the brink of elimination. This Bearcats team, I tell you what, I've been impressed. You know, Drake Skirvin, we came in, he was the matchup problem, and 41 points and 19 rebounds, brother.
I mean, when you come in averaging, what is he averaging?
20 and 13.
20 and 13, you double that almost on both categories. Ball game.
There's a nice floater left wing by Gannon Bowe. And the offense has been fine for the Trojans tonight. Again, defensively, that has been the issue for them all night.
Good hustle
Hartman
here.
Going for a tip pass out of bounds, and it will be Bearcats basketball. Good sportsmanship by Blevins. Open up Brock Moon, who got knocked to the floor.
You know, I like that no call there. The official said, hey, they're both going for the ball. The bodies collide. It just happened to be that Jack Hartman's a bigger body than Brock Moon.
And the Bearcats have it. Throw it near midcourt to Skirvin with a minute 45 and counting. 76-57. The Bearcats, again, will take on the winner of Clifton Clyde and Rural Vista. That game, again, on Saturday night is going to be at Centralia. Be real interesting to see this Bearcats team potentially take on Clifton Clyde out of the TBL.
That's exactly who I would, if I was a predictor, what a
goodness man. Gracious. Drake Skirvin, 43 in the game. He is not set much tonight.
I mean, went to his right, went to his left, and spun it out the window.
There's a three from the right corner by Logan Blevins. And a quick substitution timeout. We'll see Sawyer Ashburn into the game. Rosenberger, and a shout-out to these Troy seniors. Again, not many of them, but Logan Blevins, Gannon Bowe, Jack Hartman. These guys are multi-sport athletes here for the Trojans. Have put in the time, put in the work. Again, it's going to end here in the sub-state semifinals, just like it did a year ago when they lost to Centralia in this very exact same game. Got a timeout on the floor, so we're keeping it right here. Just a 1:13 timer on the clock. 18-point lead for the Bearcats.
And, again, this is a game that easily you could have just cowered your head and ducked away and said, all right, we're done. But you got a Troy team that has battled here in this second half, only 20 points at halftime, tripled that output to this point, or doubled it in the second half, I should say, scoring 40 so far here in the second half. Again, it hasn't been the offensive issues. It's just been trying to slow down Drake Skirvin, and that's been a tall, tall task tonight.
Yeah, statistically, they have just been not been able to do that. So we get it into the front court. Bearcats do. Final minute to run off in this game. Skirvin has it at the free throw line up top to Tyson. See if the Trojans even try to foul, or Bearcats can certainly just run off this final 53 seconds.
Into the game.
Yeah, Sawyer Ashburn got into the game.
Yep.
Skirvin, back door, could have had a bucket. They'll back it out. Again, no reason for the Bearcats here. Down to 41 seconds. So, again, the Bearcats are going to take on the winner of Clifton Clyde and Rural Vista. Haven't seen a score from that game tonight. That was a 7 o'clock start time. We started at 6 here this evening. Well, there's the foul and an opportunity for Skirvin to add to his, I would call, historic night here.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we don't cover Burlingame. We don't have that from them. I'd be really surprised if he's had an output larger than this in his career.
31.8 seconds to go. He is 3 for 5 at the line tonight. First free throw, no good here. 43 points and 19 rebounds currently. Looks like if he makes this, he will come out of the game as the Bearcats are going to sub in there. Deep bench players here with just, again, 31.8 seconds to go.
Geiger comes out for Troy, bringing in Lane Hartman.
So Lane Hartman, a freshman, getting some minutes here. Second free throw good for Skirvin, and his historic night has come to an end with 44 points and unofficially 19 rebounds in this game. That was simply the difference, Jake, I believe.
Oh, for sure.
Here's a deep Jasper three. Did it Steph Curry styles from near midcourt. Sawyer Ashburn able to get a rebound. His shot no good. And the Bearcats rebound this one with Seeley. Final 15 seconds. Should be nothing doing here. A couple extra bodies. Danny Kane, a junior who has it, being his first minute tonight. Well, brother, very impressed with this Bearcats team. We'll see who they face on Saturday. And Sawyer Ashburn clearing away a miss. Final few picks from half court, no good. And that is the ball game, folks. The Burlingame Bearcats dominated home and advanced to the sub-state championship game on Saturday at Centralia. They end the Troy Trojan season with a 79-60 win. Post-game show next brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Post-game next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hail to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
When Second's making a play, Short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
That's it. Good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
at the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long-term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. Well, the final score here tonight, again, Class 1A Division 1 Boys Substate Semifinal. The Burlingame Bearcats move on to the Substate title game Saturday night at Centralia. They defeat Troy tonight on their home floor. Final score, 79-60. A lot to dissect here, Jake, in this game. Trojans, first 3 minutes or so, came out, looked good. They jump out to an 8-3 lead. The Bearcats dominate the latter half of quarter number one. Built a 10-point lead in the first quarter. Built it to 22 at the half. Troy would actually come out, have a much better performance offensively in the second half. But, again, the defensive end is where they just couldn't get any stops. And, again, we saw, again, I said it during the break, at least at this level, maybe the best performance I have seen in my time covering here in Northeast Kansas. Drake Skirvin, the 6'6 junior, 44 points, 19 rebounds. I would say at least 4 or 5 blocks in there.
Yeah.
And maybe even 1 or 2 more, again, unofficially what we got. But obviously that is a monster difference in this game. And, again, just a fantastic performance by the junior in Skirvin, with just a monster night eliminating the Troy Trojans.
He had a great night. And, again, I think it goes back to what you just mentioned, Troy's defense. It was a struggle. When you got 6'6", I mean, 6'6 can be defended by 6'4 pretty easily. It's what he's able to do once he gets to the basket. And you saw it a couple times, his Euro step, his ability to go with the right hand or the left hand. And then his leaping ability was pretty impressive. He had a big, big thunderous dunk in the first half. But one area that I just think that teams that need a game plan against Burlingame, man, it's a lost art. I feel like I've said it a lot this year broadcasting. I've said it the last few years broadcasting. Boxing out, and that's something, you know, again, I coach a really, really young team, third graders. But we work on that at practice,
that's right,
every single practice. And I'm not saying that you don't work on that at the high school level. A lot of kids, though, you get to this level, the varsity high school level, and you think, listen, I know I'm athletic. Yeah, I know I'm 6'2". I'm 6'3". I got a 30-inch vertical. I can outjump anybody. Until you come up against 6'6", that's got the same vertical. You've got to get a body on a body. You've got to clear the lane out. And like I said at halftime, I'm very happy as a coach if I get kids that are getting fouls called on them because they're blocking the kid out too far or maybe too hard. I got a technical foul in high school for blocking a kid out into the bleachers because that's what my coach wanted to see from me. I'm just saying that was a big difference in this game. The easy putbacks by Drake Skirvin really aided in his big night, but nothing to hang your head down against if you're Troy, though. I'll tell you what, this is a number 6-ranked team in the state. There's a reason why there's a 6-ranked team in the state. They got one of the best players in all classes in the state on their team.
So, again, the Bearcats were actually outscored by Troy in the second half. It was 40-37 in the final two quarters. But, again, the Burlingame offense and defense on both ends of the floor in the first half, making that separation, leading 42-20. But, again, just too much of a deficit to overcome for the Trojans tonight as their 24-25 season ends with a record of 14-7. Burlingame, again, the Bearcats Saturday will be in Centralia, taking on the winner of Clifton Clyde and Rural Vista. That game underway as we speak. Let's get through some of the numbers in this game before we wrap things up here tonight. In for the Bearcats, led 18-8 after one, 42-20 at the half. They led 62-43 going into the fourth quarter, and they won it here 79-60 behind Drake Skirvin's 44 points and 19 rebounds. Again, he came into the game averaging 20 and 13. He had basically both those numbers at halftime already secured. And, again, he played pretty much the entire way, 44-19 for Drake Skirvin here tonight. They also had two more in double figures with the senior guard, Dane Winters, 15 points and 4 rebounds. Brock Moon had 10 points as well. Timmy Roberts, a couple of threes. He finished with 6 points and then a 2-point basket in the second half by the freshman in Nick Seeley. Three in double figures for Troy tonight, led by Henry Geiger's 16 points and 8 rebounds. He was 4-for-5 at the line in the game. Gannon Bowe had 14 points, and 12 of those 14 in the second half. Caston Jasper came on fire in the second half, but again, the deficit too big to overcome. Jasper's 15 points all in the second half, a perfect 2-for-2 at the line as well. They also got 9 points from Logan Blevins. They got 2 from Hunter Ingeman and 4 points as well from the senior in Jack Hartman. Trojans unofficially 18 turnovers. They were 9 of 12 at the line, and they finished with 21 rebounds in the game. Bearcats had 34 total rebounds. They were also 9 of 12 at the line. The Bearcats finished with 14 turnovers in this game. Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yink and Courtney Brockoff. Well, I ask you, when we do games, yeah, I think it's the easiest answer maybe we have ever come up with our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
Okay, I'm going to pull a pause here for you tonight, though, okay? Boz likes to share the love, and I'm going to share the love for our local kid. This is going to be a what you would call maybe a runner-up or maybe a secondary. I want to give some love to Caston Jasper for Troy. Again, a sophomore that came into this game averaging just 6 points a game. He had a great second half for them. You could easily talk about Henry Geiger as well. But the three seniors for Troy, Logan Blevins, Gannon Bowe, Jack Harmon, they really left it out all out there on the floor here tonight. Their careers come to an end here today, and it's not the result they wanted. But I think that, again, they're going to look back on this and know that, you know, that they played pretty well against a really, really good team. But a player to bank on is no doubt other than Drake Skirvin for Burlingame. An outstanding night by him, a dominant performance by him, 44 points, 19 rebounds, 4-5 blocks in this contest. At least these are all unofficial stats, of course, but just a great night from him. And he's going to be, again, Dane Winters, he showed some good things. Brock Moon showed some good things. But this Burlingame team will go as far as they can in this tournament based off of his production. If Drake Skirvin gets held to 15-5, this Burlingame team will not win in the postseason. He needs to have output like he had tonight. And if he does, this Burlingame team will be a very tough team to beat in the postseason.
Well, again, Clifton Clyde or Rural Vista will be the Bearcats' opponent on Saturday night at Centralia. Both coaches there. Whoever wins that game between Clifton Clyde and Rural Vista, probably going to get the tape from this game and see exactly what they might be in store for on Saturday night at Centralia. So, again, shout-out to the Troy seniors. Again, Logan Blevins, Gannon Bowe, Jack Hartman, sensational run for those three guys, not just in basketball but for football and spring sports as well. Jonathan Rodbelt's going to have a nice little crew coming back. A lot of underclassmen. You mentioned Caston Jasper, just a sophomore, with all 15 of his points in the second half, including three threes. He is going to be one to keep an eye on when we hit next year, come his junior campaign. So that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight at Burlingame. Again, tomorrow night we'll have a couple broadcasts. I'll be at Horton. They're going to be taking on Rossville. I just want to get your quick thoughts on that ball game. That one is a very intriguing matchup. The Chargers out of the Northeast Kansas League. And then, of course, Rossville, who's been a top 10 team in 2A pretty much all year. You got the Big East and the NEKL. That's going to be a good one tomorrow night right here on 103.9.
When you look at it just the way you just said it right there, Big East versus NEKL, a lot of times media, just public opinion is going to be like, okay, well, Big East has got an advantage. Rightfully so. That's a tough conference. It's a tough league. But for me, the question is, which Rossville team will show up? A team that's been ranked most of the season, a lot of that aided based off of good wins, but also playing a tough schedule. You got a Horton team that I will ask the same question. Which team will show up tomorrow night? This Horton team is a team that can be a very dominant team. You got Dante Masqua, you got Luke McAfee, just to name a couple from that
some
roster.
Players back too, talking to head coach David Losey there. They've had a couple kids out the last couple of weeks, but it seems like they're going to be healthy and ready to go as best they can.
And I think that they're a team that they can make a postseason push. They just did it a couple years ago. And anytime you're playing at Horton, that gymnasium gets so loud, and
they're going to be rocking.
It's no different than here. When this game shifted on ahead, it was this environment, I think, that really aided in that run by Burlingame when they were down 8-3. I can see that being a big factor tomorrow night as well in Horton. As I'm not going to give a prediction, but I will say that it should be one heck of a ball game, and I think that it's going to be
two different styles.
Two different styles of teams as well. And like we saw tonight, two teams that like to do different things, which team's going to assert themselves better. Obviously, we'd like to see how that shapes up tomorrow night. I think you're going to have a great game to call.
And we'll have also on our sister station, Care 93.7, we'll have the Atchison boys. Again, we got notes that that game was pushed up. Paola is the opponent in Atchison tomorrow, so that's going to be a 6 o'clock start time on Care 93.7, plus the channel games getting going as well. Again, that complete schedule for the week available on our website, MSCSports.net. What do we got real quick?
I got breaking news in the same exact 1A Division I sub-state. I would consider this an upset, but I will just say that Twin Valley League School Frankfort defeats Bishop Seabury tonight 73-70 to move on to the championship game. They'll play either Blue Valley Randolph TVLFO or top-seeded Lincoln at sub-state, again, at Centralia.
So Bishop Seabury, they were, I think coming into this week, they were the number 3-ranked team in the classification. Frankfort goes on the road. This is the upper half of this sub-state, not the same bracket, but that's a Frankfort matchup on Saturday as well, going to be in Centralia, as Jake mentioned, again, against either the top seed Lincoln or a familiar opponent in Blue Valley Randolph. So shout out to Frankfort Wildcats. Big time win on the road against number three in the state. So again, we'll have all these recaps and scores from tonight's action on our sportscast tomorrow across all of our stations. That's going to wrap it again for us here at Burlingame tonight. So the number 6-ranked team in the state, the Bearcats of Burlingame, defeat Troy 79-60. Bearcats await their opponent for Saturday's championship game in Centralia. The Trojans in their 24-25 season with a record of 14-7. For Kirk Kilman in studio, Jake Spaulding to my right, I'm Brandon Tamman. We'll talk to you tomorrow at Horton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.